Pripyat River, northern Ukraine, April 26, 1986. The screaming of the klaxons rent the cold night air over the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The boy shivered in his sleep. On the treed bank of the Pripyat River, the boy and his dog were curled up together next to the remains of their campfire. The dog was chasing rabbits in his sleep, while the sleeping blonde boy was having a romantic dream about a beautiful classmate. The dog's legs twitched, and the boy's arms hugged himself, each enjoying their respective nirvana. A sharp noise broke the illusion. The shrill sound woke Andrei abruptly. The dog stared back at him and chuffed, his stinking breath steaming in the silvery moonlight. The husky licked his face again, glad to see Andrei awake. Cosmos's furry ruff stood on end as he puzzled over the klaxon sound coming from the direction of the nuclear power plant only 5 kilometers away. He gave a low growl, followed by a whimper. Andrei petted his head, scratched him behind his pointed ears, and reassured him. "It's okay, boy. You're okay." The dog quieted, tail wagging wildly. He licked his master's face again. It had been Andrei's 15th birthday the day before, and Pa had granted him the rare privilege of camping out in his new sleeping bag, even though it was a school night. The only condition was that he came home in time for school. Andrei had bridled at the restriction, hoping to do some birthday fishing in the morning, but Pa had insisted and even made him promise not to oversleep. "Not the problem now," thought Andrei. "Not with these banshee sirens awakening him from his extraordinary dream." Fully alert now, he thought he might as well head home, a 30-minute walk away. He bent and retrieved his rifle, the one that his granddad had used as a partisan in the Great Patriotic War, and slung it over his shoulder as he rolled up his new sleeping bag and grabbed his fishing rod. In the bright moonlight, he noticed a coating of ash on his bedding and personal items and wondered where the fire was. A breeze stirred the ash, which was so fine that it irritated his eyes. He rubbed at it. A fire would mean a busy night for Pa, who was working the night shift that evening at the Pripyat Fire Department. A 20-year veteran, his father had recently achieved the senior rank of captain. The only reason he was working the night shift was that one of his squad commanders had asked for time off to visit his ailing mother. Pa, who was a kind-hearted man, had offered to take his place rather than ruin another firefighter's Sunday evening. At last night's birthday dinner, Pa had mentioned that their next-door neighbor, a young nuclear technician, had told him that they'd be conducting some kind of test that evening at the power plant. Could that explain the noise? What kind of test required sirens wailing at this hour and waking people far and wide? That seemed too realistic to be just a test. Odd. He and Cosmos started trudging home and were only a few hundred meters down the road when he spotted flashing red lights and heard fire trucks approaching him on the main road connecting Pripyat and the Chernobyl power plant. He waved at the lead truck, a pumper in which his pa usually rode. As the pumper passed, Andrei caught a glance of his father in his distinctive helmet, waving back. His heart swelled with pride to see his father in command of this company, the 6th Paramilitary Fire and Rescue Unit. Maybe someday he could be a part of Pa's company of brave men. Wouldn't that be fine? The pumper roared past as Andrei and Cosmos stood on the side of the road. Andrei waved again as they disappeared around a bend, and for some reason he kept waving, not realizing that his father had driven out of his life forever.